Whidbey residents oppose 24-hour casino plans. Residents of Whidbey are fighting against plans to replace the town's last high street bank with a 24-hour casino as they worry it will damage the town's traditional charm and attract disruptive crowds. With Halifax set to close its branch in mid-May, company Luxury Leisure has proposed turning the building into an adult gaming center. Town officials initially recommended approval, citing the need to keep the site in use, but the plan has sparked outrage. Over 500 objections were submitted, and Labour MP Alison Hume raised the issue in Parliament, urging North Yorkshire Council to reject the land-based casino proposal. At a council meeting last week, the application was denied, but residents remain concerned as Luxury Leisure may appeal. The company has pledged a £500,000 investment and promised to create 12 jobs. It has 12 weeks to appeal the council's decision. Locals fear casino will change Whidbey's character. Many residents worry the casino will attract rowdy visitors and undermine Whidbey's family-friendly reputation. One 84-year-old resident, Edith Harrison, said that people are very annoyed, while another, Alan Landers, who runs a butcher shop, was worried about the impact it will have on his business. Quote, "It's no good for this street, it's honestly the last thing we need. There'll be train loads coming down from Middlesbrough, drinking all night and ending up in the casino until the morning. I don't want my customers turning up and having to be confronted with that. If you want a casino, you can go to any big city, not a little, quaint fishing village. Whidbey's losing its identity. This street used to be thriving with independent shops. Now it's just us, the bakers and the veg shop left. Now it's all charity shops." Alan Landers, Whidbey business owner. Luxury Leisure defends proposal. Luxury Leisure insists the venue will boost footfall to the town center, that it won't include noisy arcade and slot machines attracting under-18s, and that it will create jobs. Despite these assurances, there is still a large amount of opposition. At the meeting, 523 objections were recorded, with only 6 in favor. Councillor Derek Bastaman warned that Whidbey will become the Las Vegas of the East Coast, while Councillor Janet Jefferson warned, "Once you open the floodgates, that will be that. Whidbey is unique, and we should maintain that."